This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. We are now at part 29 of this amazing series, Being Like Christ. And today we turn our attention to Hebrews, the 12th chapter. And we'll start at verse 1, but we're going to concentrate on verse 2. It says this: Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the faith, to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. But now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. But now, he is seated in a place of honor beside God's throne. We need to emulate the Lord. We need to emulate him. We need to copy him, his example, what he's done, what he does continually. It is the only way that we can succeed, beloved. There's no way to succeed unless we copy our Lord. And I know this in my own life. If I take my eyes from the Lord Jesus, I stumble and I fall. The writer to the Hebrews is saying, let us take away every weight that slows us down. You know, if you're running a race and you're carrying black sacks, you may have 5 or 6, 8 or 9, 10 of these black sacks, and you're carrying them or you're pulling them behind you, it is slowing you down and will continue to slow you down. You're never going to speed up. You're never going to make it if you carry all this extra weight. We have to offload it. We have to eject all of this extra weight we're carrying. And that extra weight is unforgiveness. That extra weight is constant sin. That extra weight is garbage, is rubbish that we don't need any longer. We don't need to rely on the world any longer. Are you hearing me? We don't need to rely on anyone. We just need to rely on the Lord Jesus Christ. Imagine before you is a ravine and there's no bridge. And across that ravine is where we need to be. But if we are looking down, how do we know what we are doing? If we are looking up, then we can walk with purpose. And I know this. As we cross that difficult ravine, rather than fall in, what the Lord has done is to lay before us a glass bridge that cannot be seen. But it takes faith to walk across that ravine without looking down and knowing you're going to get to the other side because your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is with you. Martin's wife, Leslie, has just completed her second parachute jump for charity. And I was talking to her yesterday. And I said, a wonderful analogy came to me as I was thinking about you jumping out of an aircraft. And it was this. You were strapped to someone else who was behind you. And as you jumped, could you see that person? And she said, no. But the flying was exhilarating. I said, could you see when that person pulled the ripcord and the parachute actually opened? She said, no. I just felt it. Because he was behind me. And he was strapped to me. I said, can you see the picture that emerges? The picture that is emerging in my mind now is when we have to do something that we can't do alone. Our Lord Jesus Christ is right behind us, keeping us from stumbling, keeping us from falling over, from dashing our foot against a stone. He is there. Because he promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Yet he can't take this baggage away. He can't take these black bin liners away from us. We have to do that ourselves, and we have to lay it before the foot of the cross. And beloved, as I'm talking now, I know that you know what I'm talking about. You've been carrying it too long. All that weight, all that extra weight makes it tiring to run this race. But if you take all that weight away, it makes it so much easier. Let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially, says the writer to the Hebrews, the sin that so easily trips us up. You see, many of us have a sin that we can be tripped up on very, very easily. Because you see, once we continue with that sin over and over again, the evil one has a right to come in. We've left a landing strip for him. And we need to close down that landing strip by recognizing what it is and saying no more. In Jesus' name, that gap is blocked. Because all my bin liners, all my black bins have now been laid at the foot of the cross, and you have no right any longer. In the name of Jesus. That is what we are going to do today. I thought I was going to focus in on verse 2. Actually, just before we get on to that, I really do want to look at it because it's so incredible. We do this, says Paul, by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. And now he's seated in the place of honor besides God's throne. You see, he disregarded the shame of the cross because he made a decision that he was going to do his Father's will and not his own will. So he said, Lord, let your will be done, not mine. And as we initiate the process of being more like Christ, we have to say, not my will, Lord, but your will be done. Lord, are you hearing me? Not my will, but your will, your perfect will. So we're going to do two things. We are going to do two things today on this daily devotional. Firstly, we're going to let go of all the rubbish, all the garbage that is in our life. We're going to let go of all of these black sacks that hinder us as we run this race. We're going to lay it at the foot of the cross and we're going to say, Lord, take it away. Take it away, Father. And then we are going to say these words, not my will, but yours be done, Heavenly Father. That's what we're going to do. Are you ready to do that? Before we pray, I want you to imagine all of that sin in your life, all of that sin that so easily trips us up. I want you to see it and recognize it, because it's yours. At this moment, it's yours. Soon, it won't be yours any longer. But I want you to see it, and I want you to see it in the bin liner, in the black bin bag. And then I want you to say these words with me. Heavenly Father, I lay all this before you at the foot of the cross. Lord God, burn it up before my eyes so I can't pick it up again. Burn it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Have you repeated that prayer with me? Let the flames consume it. Thank you, Jesus. Now we're going to say these words. Heavenly Father, as your Son said in the Garden of Gethsemane, before he was nailed to the cross, not my will, but your will be done. Not my will, Lord, but your will. Help me keep my eyes on you as I run this race. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done in my life. And I promise you now that I will follow you for the rest of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, forgive me of the sin in my life now. Father, wash me clean by the blood of the Lamb, and let me be humble in your sight. In Jesus' name. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. let us run with endurance the race that our Heavenly Father has set before us. As that person said in that movie, Forrest Gump, run, Forrest, run. I would say this, run, beloved, run.